Вы знаете, что по инициативе ЮНЕСКО Генеральной Ассамблеи ООН был объявлен и провозглашен Всемирный день философии. На недавно закончившейся Генеральной конференции ЮНЕСКО избран новый генеральный директор, госпожа Ирина Бокова. И сегодня еще один знаменательный день, то, что сегодня она первый день, как вступила в должность. Позвольте мне предоставить слово заместителю генерального директора ЮНЕСКО по вопросам социальных наук, господину Пьеру Сане. Мистер Пьер Сане, the floor is yours. Please.
Dear representative of the Chairman of the Council of Federation of the Federal Assembly of the Russian Federation, dear representative of the Minister for Foreign Affairs of the Russian Federation, and President of the Commission of the Russian Federation for UNESCO, dear representative of the President of the Russian Academy of Science, dear President of the International Federation of Philosophical Societies, dear Human Rights Ombudsman for the Russian Federation, Director of the Institute for Philosophy of the Russian Academy of Sciences, Excellencies, distinguished participants, ladies and gentlemen, I was, of course, going to start by specifying that contrary to what your agenda says, I am not Irina Bokova. She couldn't make it because not only is this the first day of her office, but the first hour she's starting as we speak right now. She is moving in her office in Place Fontenoy to take the leadership of the organization. And of course, we are all proud because she's the first woman ever to lead the UNESCO organization. And she's also the first from Eastern Europe to head UNESCO. So as we gather to discuss about dialogue of cultures, it is heartening to see that leadership of international organizations is not simply reserved to men from certain regions of the world. So on behalf of Mrs. Irina Bokova, it is a great privilege for me to represent her and a great privilege to greet you on the occasion of the celebration of World Philosophy Day in the Russian Federation. World Philosophy Day, which has been celebrated since 2002, has become a rallying event for the promotion of philosophy and philosophical dialogue. It is celebrated in over 80 countries every year, with the participation of an ever-growing number of philosophers, philosophy teachers, and their associations, students, and most important, of the general public. All of this testifies to the fact that there is a very strong and growing interest for public debate on major issues in our contemporary world. Today, the Russian Federation hosts the International Celebration of World Philosophy Day, and this is, for all of us, a most meaningful moment. It is a recognition of the very rich Russian philosophical traditions, which have an impact at the international level in many fields, ranging from epistemology to the foundations of human rights. I would like to thank the Russian authorities most warmly for hosting this key UNESCO activity and for their efforts in organizing such an important event. Particularly, I address our thanks and congratulations to the Russian National Commission for UNESCO, as well as to the Institute of Philosophy of the Russian Academy of Sciences, and specifically to Professor Gusainov and Professor Marietta Stepaniant for all their efforts and support to make this event a memorable and a successful one. I would like also to thank, on behalf of UNESCO, all the philosophers who came from all around the world for this academic and scientific gathering, as well as to all the teachers, the students, and the general public who will participate during the next days in one of the major meetings of philosophy in the world today. The Russian Federation, and Moscow in particular, are privileged venues for World Philosophy Day by the very fact that we are meeting in a country and in a city proud of their glorious history and where so many glorious names of human sciences were born and lived. In this framework, I am happy to announce the very recent publication of a special double issue of the journal Diogene, published by the International Council for Philosophy and Humanistic Studies, with the support of UNESCO, entirely dedicated to contemporary Russian philosophy. I would like to announce also that today, the city of St. Petersburg, which you will be visiting on Thursday, will be receiving in UNESCO the international mention for the International Prize of Tolerance, the prize Madanjit Singh, for its program at the city level on trying to end intolerance. And the governor of St. Petersburg is presently in Paris to receive this prize. In addition, the chosen theme, philosophy and the dialogue between cultures, is crucial at a moment when we must enhance dialogue and enlarge its agenda. It is indeed essential that we give a renewed perspective to the very spirit of dialogue, exchange, and mutual enrichment, and needless to say, philosophy has a central role to play in this context. Thus, after the international celebration in Paris, Chile, Morocco, Turkey, and Italy, which significantly contributed to the strengthening of that spirit of dialogue, one of our major purposes here in the Russian Federation is to go further ahead in the quest for open debate, in which all the philosophical traditions can express their views and at the same time receive the enlightenment of the others' concepts, arguments, and perspectives. I'm very happy to announce that this new international route of dialogue in philosophy will continue extending its reach, as Iran and Guatemala have already submitted their bids to host the international celebration of World Philosophy Day in 2010 and 2011, respectively. And I'm pleased to welcome the ambassador of Morocco and the ambassador of Guatemala, who have already successfully hosted, the ambassador of Morocco has already successfully hosted World Philosophy Day, and the ambassador of Guatemala, who is actively preparing for World Philosophy Day 2011. And I see that there is a strong delegation of Iran in their preparation for World Philosophy Day in 2010. In endeavoring to promote this dialogue and to provide it both with renewed underlying principles and new horizons, we turn increasingly towards philosophy in order to make use of the best that it has to offer, namely the setting of perspectives, the encouragement of in-depth reflection, and the assimilation of notions and concepts continuously enriched by contemporary thinkers, all of which enables us to understand uncertainties and question convictions. To give greater depth to philosophical, political, and intercultural dialogue, and to the mutual understanding and pursuit of shared memories and values, ambitions, and joint projects, admittedly requires an updated chart of lines of convergence and divergence, of the differences, silences, misunderstandings, and deadlocks that are always possible. The purpose of World Philosophy Day is therefore to set out the conditions for such a universal dialogue by opening up to the diversity of interlocutors and of philosophical currents and traditions in an endeavor to take stock, to provide a perspective and on the world, and to engage in a critical rereading of our concept and ways of thinking. And this was admirably achieved when we held World Philosophy Day in Turkey. And I'm pleased to see that our friend Ioana is again among us today. Ladies and gentlemen, this celebration in the Russian Federation on the theme of dialogue between cultures comes also at a very important kairos, this true philosophical opportunity, as it will precede the celebration of the year 2010, proclaimed by the General Assembly of the United Nations as the International Year for the Rapprochement of Cultures. The numerous roundtables and other events will focus on the way in which philosophy can act as a bridge between the various cultures, civilizations, and traditions of thought. Inviting the concept of culture in philosophical roundtables is a pledge for a firm commitment in favor of a dialogue between cultures, because their widespread cross-fertilization constitutes the way forward and the destiny of humanity. Although cultures are always to be reinvented, they form what Léopold Sédar Senghor so admirably perceived as a call to a universal civilization. Though in the ingenuity of their expressions, the world's people are united by their shared condition and destiny, they are nevertheless and thankfully also different everywhere. This nutritive interaction between cultures is thus unavoidable but also essential, as it contains in itself the promises of mutual understanding and consequently of peace, of the construction of a culture of peace, because all ardent activists for dialogue are all ardent activists for peace and for the construction of a culture of peace. Culture is also in several ways the major entrance for dialogue, as it allows each one of us to share with others what is the most precious for her: identity, memory, individual and collective history, struggles, fears, dreams, and hopes. Culture understood in a general sense could be also the most universal path, putting each one of us in the center of contemporary questioning, as illustrated most pertinently by the French thinker André Malraux, who defines culture as the sum of all the forms of art, love, and thought, which in the course of centuries have enabled man to be less enslaved. It is the conviction of UNESCO that every people has a singular message to deliver to the world, and that every culture has a singular treasure to share with the others. Philosophy is a privileged bridge in this architecture. When Paul Ricoeur's thought is discussed in Africa, when Aimé Césaire's legacy is sought in the Arab world, when Al-Farabi is read in Europe, when Vladimir Soloviev is translated in Latin America, and when Jürgen Habermas touches the minds of Asian thinkers, this is also a fantastic example of the dialogue between cultures. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I am certain that the work on the roundtables and key lectures to take place here in Moscow and also in St. Petersburg in a few days will provide much food for thought, but also new perspectives for action in the framework of the intellectual cooperation that is emblematic of UNESCO's own purpose. For as philosophy teachers throughout the world well know, every word counts. Every idea can become a source of inspiration for the young and the very young. Every question and every answer can signify a turning point in an individual's life in terms of a better understanding of the world and of human existence, as well as in the struggle for an enriched living together. Finally, please allow me to share with you this very symbolic quotation of Leo Tolstoy for meditation on what could be the challenge that offers to us this celebration of World Philosophy Day. He said, I quote, "Everyone thinks of changing the world, but no one thinks of changing himself." I thank you for your attention.